Hey, you're listening to WGDR Plainfield
and WGDH Hardwick.
Thanks.
Community support for Amy's Kid Show is provided in part by Woodbury Mountain Toys, featuring a selection of toys and games for kids of all ages. Located at 24 State Street in Montpelier, Vermont. More information at woodburymountaintoys.com. Come in and play with us.
Rise and shine, everybody. It's Saturday morning, and you are listening to WGDR Plainfield, WGDH Hardwick, Central Vermont Community Radio at 91.1 FM and 91.7 FM. And it's time for Amy's Kids Show, and I'm so excited. I am so excited to be here today. My name is Amy, and we are here to play and celebrate everything that is amazing about life, especially children. Especially teenagers and toddlers and fifth graders and 12th graders and you name it. Every age child, we are having a good time here on Amy's Kids Show. Before we begin, let me just remind you kids, we want to make sure here at WGDR, WGDH, that everyone listening understands that not everything you hear on the radio is true. In fact, not everything you hear anywhere is true necessarily, right? People make mistakes. Sometimes people say things that aren't true just as a joke, right? Or to be funny or to make things more fun and playful. And sometimes people don't even know that what they're saying isn't true. So kids, we want to remind you that we're all still learning, even the grown-ups. And in the end, everyone has to decide to believe what they're going to believe for themselves. So, thank you for letting me get that out of the way. We are celebrating today. It is Saturday morning, and we are about to have the first day of summer. Yes, I'm in the radio station here today, and today is in the middle of June. We are in the middle of the month of June, and June is just such a season of growing because the sun is out longer and everything starts to grow. So guess what we're celebrating today, guys? We are celebrating growing. Yes, because everybody's growing and everything is growing. And we especially know that this time of year. So we are celebrating summertime. We are celebrating children. We are celebrating growing. And we're actually going to start out by celebrating some rain because it happens to also be a rainy day today. And of course, we all need rain in order to grow. And what else do we need to grow? Can anybody out there think of what do children need to grow? Because children are the professionals at growing, right? That's their full-time job. They're growing the whole time. That's what makes people children while they're children, right? Children are growing. So what do children need in order to grow? Why don't you mull that over and see if you can come up with a list? What are all the things that our bodies need in order to grow? And when we come back, I have a special story. It was my grandson's favorite story, and it is actually about a little boy who is growing. It's called The Little Red Bicycle. Do we need bicycles in order to grow? Well, maybe we don't need them, but they certainly help, don't they? I hope you're having a great time, guys. Thanks for joining me.
exploring we can do. Another rainy day and the sun won't shine. I can find some sunny places in my mind. Another rainy day for staying and playing inside.
Folks, I'm definitely in the mood to help somebody out today, and growing is how we show, you know, it's one of the ways that we become more able to help others. That's what growing means. It means we are growing into helpful people, into good, helpful people, which there are lots of us out there, aren't there, guys? And we're all growing all the time. So thank you for joining me, because we are celebrating growing today. Do you have a little list of what it takes to grow a healthy human? And keep working on your list, because we're going to read a little story now. This is called The Little Red Bicycle. And this was my grandson's favorite bedtime story. And he grew up to be very big and strong and helpful. So I guess he learned a lot from it. So let's start at the beginning. On Stevie's birthday, a big crate came from Grandpa and Grandma. In the crate was a beautiful red bicycle. But the presents that Grandpa and Grandma sent Stevie never would quite fit him. The sweater they sent him for Christmas was too large. The coat that they sent at Easter was too small. When Stevie got on his new bicycle, his feet would not touch the pedals. The bicycle was just too big for him. He tried stretching and stretching, but still, his feet couldn't reach the pedals. So Stevie's dad said, "Hey, let's just put it in the garage. I bet by next year, you're going to be able to ride that bicycle." So Stevie put his bicycle in the garage and covered it with a sheet to keep the dust off and went about his year. "Never mind," said Stevie. And he told his black puppy, "Never mind," he told his cuddly kitten. "We can play with the bicycle in a little while." When the hot weather came, Stevie was very busy. He helped his mother push the carriage with his tiny baby sister inside. He carried grain for the soft baby chicks. He rode on the brown horse in the meadow. Summer passed and autumn came. The leaves fell off the trees. Stevie helped Daddy rake them into big piles. The smoke smelled nice when Daddy burned the leaves. Then it was winter, and the sun stayed behind the clouds more often. Snowflakes fell from the big purple sky. Stevie made a big snowman. Soon, spring came around again. Stevie started to plant a garden. Then the day came that Stevie liked best of all, his birthday. A whole year had gone by. Many things had changed. Stevie's puppy was now a big dog, half as tall as Stevie was. His kitten was a grown-up cat with kittens of her own. The baby chicks were fat and brown, and they were hens now, laying eggs every day. Stevie's baby sister had changed a lot, too. She could stand up and even take a step or two before she sat down hard. Out in the meadow, the brown horse was teaching her baby colt to run and jump. In all this long year, Stevie had drunk hundreds of quarts of milk. He had eaten pounds and pounds of meat and bushels of vegetables and lots of bread and even some candy and cookies. Mother measured Stevie on his birthday. He was 2 whole inches taller. "I'll bet your legs are long enough to reach the bike pedals now," said Mother. Stevie dashed to the garage and took out his bicycle. And sure enough, his legs were long enough to reach. And off rode Stevie on his beautiful red bicycle. the end.
See me grow, do you want to see me grow? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, that's the way I grow. Do you want to see me eat? Do you want to see me eat? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, like a piggy eats. Do you want to see me drink? Do you want to see me drink? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, like a horsey drinks. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Do you wanna see me swim? Do you wanna see me swim? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, like a fishy swims. Do you wanna see me run? Do you wanna see me run? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, like a doggy runs. Do you want to see me grow? Do you want to see me grow? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, that's the way I grow. See me hop, zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, like a rabbit hop. Do you want to see me climb? Do you want to see me climb? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, like a monkey climbs. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Zoop, zoop, zoop. Zoopity zoop. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Do you want to see me sleep? Do you want to see me sleep? Zoop, zoop, zoopity zoop, like a baby sleeps. Do you want to see me grow? Do you want to see me grow? Zoop, zoop. Zoopity zoop, that's the way I grow. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop. Zoop, 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 zoopity zoop.
To look at, but I don't care now why. When I grow flowers come from little flower seeds that grow and grow and grow. Then the flowers bloom so pretty and bright, and they drop their seeds to the ground. And the flowers come from little flower seeds that grow and grow and grow. Where do the birdies come from, Mama, do you know? Well, the birdies come from little birdie eggs that grow and grow and grow. Then a big bird lays a little birdie egg when the warm spring winds blow. And a little birdie comes from a little birdie egg that grows and grows and grows. Where do the trees come from, Daddy, do you know? Well, the trees come from a little bitty nut that grows and grows and grows. Then a new tree drops a little bitty nut to the warm earth down below. And a new tree comes from a little bitty nut that grows and grows and grows. And where did I come from, Mama, do you know? Well, you, my child, are a gift love, and you grow and grow and grow. And when you're grown, you'll have babes of your own, and they'll grow and grow and grow. And all the children are gifts of love, and they grow and grow and grow. Yes, all the children are gifts of love, and they grow and grow and grow. Yes, all the children are gifts of love, and they grow and grow and grow.
Is two-thirds of my mass.
Oxygen, O2. I breathe you in, O2. Converting you into water and CO2.
You can oxidize iron into rust, which is found as iron ore in the earth's crust.
Oxygen, O2. I breathe you in, O2. Converting you into water and CO2, O2.
I'm grateful to green plants that photosynthesize, steadily replenishing my oxygen supplies. Stratosphere, you form ozone or O3, absorbing harmful UV light and protecting me.
Oxygen, O2. I breathe you in, O2. Converting you into water and CO2, O2.
I'm grateful to green plants that photosynthesize, steadily replenishing my oxygen supplies.
Oxygen, O2. I breathe you in, O2. Converting you into water and CO2, O2. Oxygen, O2. I breathe you in, O2. Converting you into water and CO2.
Well, folks, how did you like that story, The Little Red Bicycle? I love that story. So I'm just sitting here just enjoying this celebrating growing. What could be a better thing to celebrate Because as we grow, we can certainly be more helpful to everybody. And that's kind of our main job, right? Is to be kind to ourselves and help others as much as we can. And so in order to do that, we have to grow, right? So how do we grow? What have you got on your list? Does anybody out there have sleeping and resting? I think that's super important, right? That's a super important part, because it's usually when we're sleeping that we do most of our growing and our healing and repairing of any cells that we've damaged during the day. So sleeping and resting is super important. So is eating and drinking. Did anybody have that on their list? Eating food, right? And drinking good things. That gives our body energy, right? Have you ever heard of that? That's why we need to eat. So that we can have energy. Well, does anybody out there know why we need energy? Well, our bodies turn that food that we eat into a sugar called glucose. Our whole digestive system breaks it down into one element called glucose. Now, in order for our bodies to use that glucose and turn it into energy, there is another special ingredient that a lot of people forget. But we were celebrating it last week, if anyone remembers. Do you remember? Last week on Amy's Kids Show, we learned what the grown-ups have been learning about, too, is that respiration is the key to healthy growing and good growing. Yes, in order to grow, we need respiration. And so, what is respiration? Well, a lot of it is breathing, but it's not all breathing. Breathing is the beginning of respiration, and breathing is the end of the respiration process. But in between is what our cells do with that oxygen that we inhale through our mouth and into our lungs, and we bring that oxygen around to all the cells in our body through our bloodstream. And what do our cells do with that oxygen? Well, they use it in order to burn the glucose, in order to use the food that we eat. So it's super important. We not only need to eat and drink, but we also need to breathe. Now, a lot of people don't remember that because you probably don't have to think much about breathing. It's something that our bodies, thankfully, do all the time, even when we're sleeping and even when we're busy doing other things. And that's because it is just so important, right? To bring that oxygen into our bodies so that our cells can use it to use the energy. And that song we just listened to, I really like that song. It's called The Oxygen Song. It's by Peter Weatherall. And he's a science teacher, and I just love that song because he's explaining, right, how much we appreciate oxygen. It's a thank you song to oxygen. And in the song, he says that we turn oxygen and the glucose that we eat, we combine those things, and when we're finished with the process, we're left over with water and CO2. Now, water, you probably know what that is, right? And then CO2, what is that? Well, that's carbon dioxide. That's a lot of what we are breathing out of our mouths when we exhale is carbon dioxide. And our bodies need to get rid of that because that's the leftover waste product. And our bodies can't really use that. We certainly don't use it for growing. and so we need to get that part out. But there is a third ingredient that is left over. The song did not include all the ingredients. There's water, carbon dioxide, or CO2 for short. CO2 is the short name for carbon dioxide. But the third thing that's left over is called ATP. Can you say that? ATP. It's three letters. ATP. And what is ATP? Well, that's energy. That is like gasoline for the car engine. That is gasoline for our bodies. Not really. I mean, it's not really gasoline, but it does the same thing that gas does for a car. It makes it go, right? So ATP is the energy. So we're going to have our friends, Moby and Tim, come and help explain a little bit more about how this process works.
Oh, You mind? I'm trying to concentrate on my breathing here. Dear Tim and Moby, is respiration the same thing as breathing? From Chad. I'm practicing deep breathing, but breathing and respiration are two different things. Breathing is part of the respiratory system, a group of organs that deliver oxygen from the air we breathe to cells throughout the body. Respiration, or cellular respiration to be exact, is what living cells do with that precious oxygen. Right, we all need oxygen to survive, but did you ever stop to wonder why? Yeah, that's what I thought. We use oxygen to process glucose, a simple sugar that provides all the energy cells need to function. All day long, your digestive system is busy breaking down food and turning it into glucose to power your cells. Glucose, along with oxygen from your lungs, is delivered to your cells through your bloodstream. Inside tiny cellular structures called mitochondria, these substances undergo a chemical reaction called respiration. When the reaction is complete, three things are left over: an energy-packed molecule called ATP, water, and the waste gas, carbon dioxide. Your cells expel the carbon dioxide into your blood, which carries it to your lungs. When you breathe out, you're exhaling this carbon dioxide. Carbon dioxide is a harmful waste gas that your body needs to get rid of. If too much carbon dioxide builds up in your blood, you die. Right, the ATP. ATP stands for adenosine triphosphate, and cells use it to do everything that requires work. The energy in ATP lets cells synthesize complex organic molecules like DNA, RNA, and proteins. It powers the muscle contractions that let us move around. And lots more. That's true. Cellular respiration isn't just for humans. You find it happening inside the cells of all living animals, and even plants. Another good point. Because it uses oxygen, cellular respiration is also called aerobic respiration. But what happens when there's no oxygen handy? Like when you're exercising really hard and your lungs can't supply your muscle cells with all the oxygen they need? In that case, the cells go with a backup plan called fermentation, where glucose is processed with carbon dioxide instead of oxygen. It doesn't make as much energy as aerobic respiration, but it works for a short time. This kind of respiration, in which something other than oxygen is used to release the energy from glucose, is called anaerobic respiration. Some organisms, like yeasts, use only anaerobic respiration for energy.
Lots of oxygen, we doubt it. Breathe in, breathe out. How we breathe? Well, let's find out. We all need lots of oxygen. Lots of oxygen, we doubt it. Two lungs, one heart, our chest. Please go out. Lots of oxygen, we doubt it, doubt it, doubt it, doubt. Two lungs, one heart, our chest moves in and out, in and out. Carbon dioxide, we don't need you, we don't need you. Please go out, please go out.
Folks, welcome back. So, boy, we have gone all the way from riding the red bicycle with Stevie and learning how we can mature and grow so we can be helpful and enjoying rainy days. Boy, we have been busy here on Amy's Kids Show so far this morning. We have covered a lot of ground. But it's all about growing, right? It's all about growing. And what do we need to grow? Well, along with eating healthy things and giving our body the fuel it needs to grow, well, it also needs that oxygen for that combustion process, kind of like a car engine, but way more complicated and amazing and magical and with so many parts that any one of us could take our whole lives to study our bodies, and we still, even in our whole life, couldn't learn all about it, right? There is so much to learn because we are such amazing and fascinating creatures, as are all the creatures on the planet, which is why we just have no end to celebrations here on Amy's Kids Show, because there's so much to celebrate. And so this week we are definitely celebrating growing, which of course means celebrating breathing. Because as we're learning, breathing is an important part of growing. Respiration is like the most important thing for our bodies in order for them to grow. And we need to respire, which means not only breathing, which is a big part of it, but then our cells have to use that oxygen and turn our food into energy for us. And so this is a really important process. We've heard from Tim and Moby, who explained the whole process to us. In a moment, we're going to hear from some folks called the Amoeba Sisters, who are pretty cool. I've been checking them out. They've got some really great educational information out there. And they are going to help us understand more about this process of aerobic and anaerobic respiration. So aerobic, has anybody ever heard that word before? Aerobic. I know when I was growing up, aerobic exercise and doing aerobics was very popular. And what that meant was exercising so hard that you had to breathe hard, right? To get enough oxygen to your muscles so that they could burn that glucose and make enough ATP, enough energy, ATP, for our muscles to work so that we could keep exercising. So aerobic means with oxygen. And when we're doing aerobic exercise or aerobic activity or aerobic respiration, our cells are functioning with plenty of oxygen. And they're using that oxygen to make lots and lots of ATP, which is lots and lots of fuel. Well, what happens if there is not enough oxygen? What if we're not breathing enough oxygen? Or what if a creature lives in a place where there just isn't enough oxygen? Some creatures do live in places that have much less oxygen than where we live here on the surface of the planet. So how do they stay alive? Well, there is another kind of respiration. It's the opposite of aerobic respiration. It's called anaerobic respiration. See, when we put the prefix "ana" in front of something, it means not, right? So it's not aerobic respiration. It's the opposite. It's anaerobic respiration. And one kind of anaerobic respiration is called fermentation. Now, some people might have heard that word before, fermentation, because we use that process to make a lot of foods and drinks that people like, and lots of things. So fermentation is pretty cool. But the problem is we humans and most animals on the planet, we are not made to do fermentation. We are not made to do anaerobic respiration, at least not for very long. We can do it for a little while. Like, say I'm exercising really hard, and I'm exercising so hard, and my lungs and heart, ba-boom, 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 and my breath are working as hard as they can, but they still can't keep up with the need for oxygen that my body has when I exercise. Because anytime I use my muscles, they need more oxygen because they need more energy. So the more we exercise, the more oxygen we need. And sometimes our lungs just can't keep up. So we can do fermentation, anaerobic respiration for a little while, but it does not make enough ATP. That's the problem. We cannot do it for very long, just for short bursts. Let's learn more.
When I was a kid, swimming was one of my favorite things to do. I was on the swim team starting when I was 4 years old and then on and off throughout grade school. Although, I wasn't especially fast. I just loved the water. I used to dream that there was a way I could be like a fish. When I was little, I had a misconception that fish didn't need oxygen. Later on, I learned that, no, most fish have gills that allow them to extract the oxygen, which they need, from the water. So then I just thought it'd be really cool if I had gills. But alas, no gills for Pinky. Oxygen is a really big deal. So many organisms, from fish to plants to humans, need oxygen. And yes, even though plants make oxygen in photosynthesis, they still perform cellular respiration, and therefore plants still need oxygen themselves. There's often a misconception that plants don't need oxygen. That's just not true. So why do these organisms need oxygen? It's similar to why you need oxygen. If you've ever wondered why you need to breathe, which is done by the respiratory system in your body, zoom in to the cell level. Cells in your body use the oxygen you inhale to perform cellular respiration. The formula here requires inputs, otherwise known as reactants, to make ATP. And oxygen is one of those reactants in the overall equation that is needed to break glucose down in forming ATP. So what kind of cells can handle the no oxygen thing? Well, many types of bacteria can, many types of archaea, yeast, which is a fungus that could be helpful, like making your bread rise, your muscle cells can, for a while anyway, and these are just a few examples. Now, these organisms handle the lack of oxygen in different ways. Some organisms, such as some types of bacteria or archaea, can do anaerobic respiration. These organisms are specifically adapted to be able to use a different electron acceptor in this anaerobic respiration. Fermentation is a way to be able to handle the little to no oxygen issue. While your muscle cells can do aerobic cellular respiration, they can shift to lactic acid fermentation if they experience an oxygen debt. This could happen if you're working out very intensely, where your blood is unable to deliver a sufficient amount of oxygen to them for their demand. By the way, this lactate product, or specifically its other form, lactic acid, has often been blamed for the muscle soreness that occurs after intense exercise. In many of my teaching years, this was often discussed, but there's some recent research that may contradict that. Science is so cool.
Every breath we take.
guys. What are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm just listening to that cool new song, We Need Oxygen.
We need oxygen?
Of course we need oxygen. The cells in our body need oxygen to create energy. We get the oxygen to our cells by using our respiratory system and by breathing. Didn't you know that?
Well, I know we breathe, yeah, but...
Let me explain.
Slow down now, brains. Here, watch this. It's much easier.
Our respiratory system is found in the upper part of the body and is mainly made up of our lungs and windpipe.
We breathe in using a muscle called the diaphragm. It flattens out, making our lungs expand and fill with air.
When we breathe in, air comes through our nose or mouth and travels down our trachea or windpipe.
From the trachea, air travels through two tubes called bronchi and into the lungs.
Each of our bronchi branch out into smaller and smaller tubes called bronchioles.
At the ends of each bronchiole are tiny air sacs called alveoli. There are millions of these air sacs in our lungs.
Alveoli. Oxygen is passed into our blood and a waste gas called carbon dioxide is taken out of our blood. We call this a gas exchange. Let's watch this in action.
The diaphragm relaxes and flattens out.
The alveoli expands as air carrying oxygen is breathed in. This air fills the air sac. The blood vessel passes close by. Oxygen is passed into our bloodstream and the waste gas, carbon dioxide, is taken out.
The diaphragm contracts and pushes up.
The air carrying the carbon dioxide is breathed out as the alveoli contracts. That was really cool. Can you send me the song now?
Yeah, no problem.
Welcome back, folks. I'm so glad that we get to meet so many of my new friends here, Tim and Moby and the Amoeba Sisters were joining us, and then some students from over in Britain who wrote a whole song called We Need Oxygen. I really like that one. So I'm out in the cedar forest again with the rain because, of course, you know, plants need rain to grow. And they need sunshine, and they need oxygen. It is a misconception that plants don't need oxygen, right? What does that word misconception mean? Does anybody know? It's a misconception. Miss means you missed the mark. You didn't make it. You're wrong, right? Miss. And conception is an idea. So a wrong idea. You missed the mark. It's not the right idea. So people get misconceptions all the time. And especially in science, right? We get misconceptions. But the more that we learn, the more we can be sure about the things that we do know. And as you can hear from all of the friends I've shared with you today, it is definitely a very well-known and established fact that we need oxygen. And that in order to grow, we definitely need oxygen. That it turns out respiration, cellular respiration, the way our cells use oxygen to make energy is the most important part of growing, actually. And there is a new thing going on, of course, where children especially are being asked to cover their noses and mouths. Wow, listen to the trees and the wind. They have something to say about that. Covering their noses and mouths with masks, which, of course, restricts the air and pretty much for everybody makes it more difficult to breathe because we have to suck the air in and out, get the carbon dioxide out, around and through this thick mask. Now, in the old days, when I was a kid, we would wear a mask for Halloween, you know, and to decorate ourselves and be part of a play or something, you know. But those masks always had holes in the nose and mouth. And even then, even with those little holes, they weren't enough. You know, you'd usually get hot. You'd have difficulty breathing. You might even get a headache. You'd get tired wearing those masks. So even those masks with the holes in them did make it difficult to breathe. And we do have to remember that children are still growing. They need more oxygen than grown-ups. They definitely do all the time. They need more oxygen. And their brains are bigger. You know, small children, toddlers, have such large brains. They have almost full-grown brains, but their lungs and hearts are still small, like children's lungs and hearts. So they're having to work extra hard. So let's take good care of our bodies. And, oh, by the way, does anybody remember? Tomorrow is Father's Day. So we have a shout out to fathers. My favorite song, My Daddy Flies a Ship in the Sky. Thank you for joining me. folks. I'm a little bit out of breath from dancing around the station here. I looked forward to playing that song again all year because I played it last year for Father's Day, and I love that song. Not only is it a great dance song, but also celebrating fathers and celebrating fathers working together to make amazing things happen, to make airplanes fly in the air. Boy, humans are super cool. I'm a big fan of Team Human, and I think we are just super cool, and we know how to help each other and help all the other creatures on the planet, and they all help us. And it's just, that is what planet Earth is all about to me. It's one big, helpful, loving ball in the sky. And I'm just so glad to be here with all of you and the fathers and the mothers and the aunties and the grandparents and the uncles and everybody, the sisters and brothers who help each other, right? And that's what growing up is all about. So we were celebrating growing today, and boy, we might have to do that again. That's a big subject. And we've been celebrating how amazing our bodies are. We started with little Stevie. Remember how much he grew in just 1 year? He grew 2 inches, which made him tall enough then to ride his little red bicycle. Well, it wasn't so little to him, was it? And what do you think happened the next year? Maybe in a year or two, he actually got too big for the bike. I bet the sequel to the story is that he got too big for that bike and he had to get a new one, right? Well, that's what children are doing. It's such a super important part of being a child, is growing. That's what makes children different, right, from grown-ups. And so children are growing, which means that they need extra food, extra rest. We have to rest and get our sleep, too, so that we can keep growing. So have you ever noticed children sleep more than adults? They need more sleep. They need more good, nutritious food, especially when they're going through those growth spurts, right? And what did we learn about today, folks? What is that magical ingredient that is also super important? In fact, it is the most important part of growing, right, is oxygen, the ability to breathe in. Oxygen, bring it to all of the cells in our body, and then breathe out the carbon dioxide that's left over so that we can make what? What were those three letters? Does anybody remember? ATP, which is just a fancy, well, that's an abbreviation for a very fancy phrase of three words that means basically fuel. Fuel for your body. Fuel so you can keep growing. Fuel so you can keep loving and helping and singing and dancing. And I hope that you have time to do all of that this weekend, because those are the most important things we can do on the planet. Thank you for being here and Mother Earth with me. Have a great weekend. You're the greatest.